control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we were talking about the death of Air America. They announced that they're going out of business today and they'd be off the air by Monday night. And there's a little bit more. You guys, we got really distracted with a discussion. It was really more of an argument. But we got distracted, and I never got to the best line in the entire We're Going Out of Business post over at airamerica.com. So we'll get to that. But first, let's go to Christopher, who is back with us in Canada. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris.
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Not so much. I'm an ex-Canadian military sergeant, and I want to tell you about what's actually going on in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Okay, go for it.
For 4 years, I served as a sergeant. Well, not as a sergeant. I had to work my way up, obviously. But for the last remaining years of my military career, I did a lot of special operations in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and I want to tell you guys firsthand that all your soldiers are doing is protecting heroin and marijuana.
Protecting it? In what way?
It's like, okay, your government's obviously want it for medical purposes, right, to make money off it. Do they not? You know, for like morphine and other various opiates that are made to, you know, basically keep housewives high in like Ohio somewhere.
Well, I mean, there are lots of good uses for opiates.
Well, that's true. That's true for the depressed people out there who, you know, feel shitty about their lives or whatever.
Oh, we've got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
This is like a sergeant.
800-259-9231. So what he was suggesting was that, before he let out the S-bomb, what he was suggesting was that the government's role in Iraq and Afghanistan, or Afghanistan specifically, is to protect drug growing. And, well...
I don't know. I mean, there's probably something to that. I don't know if I'd say that's the only reason they're out there. I'm sure
some
there's a lot of other
they're...
very horrible things that they're out there for.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Dale. I mean, some
established control over the whole area.
Control, and of course, based on the oil resources and things like that. But opiates are a legitimate resource to protect as well, so that could certainly be a factor.
Yeah.
And we've seen the pictures. We know that there are fields and fields and fields of poppies and,
I think that the,
and marijuana plants.
I think probably the largest reason why the United States military is in Afghanistan, increasing its work in Afghanistan, is because Barack Obama has married himself to this war. He called Iraq the wrong war, which he has slated to move the troops out, but not until like the last month of his his first term.
How convenient.
Yeah, how interesting. He, that way he can foist it off on the Republican. Whatever goes wrong is the Republican's problem, or, you know, his second term, and God knows what he'll do at that point. And it doesn't matter because he won't get reelected after his second term. Anyway, so, you know, it's an adroit political move. However, in Afghanistan, he has to win that one because he said during his campaign that that was the good war.
Well, as long as there is a good war for the president, that means that the military-industrial complex will be happy, too. That's
right.
Another good reason to,
right.
From their perspective, to
which
be
means
over there.
More good campaign contributions, you know, for the politicians. And, you know, that it's a huge portion of where campaign contributions come from is the military-industrial complex. If you make things that go boom, and the people that get to decide whether you use the things that go boom don't want things to go boom and kill people, then you're not going to be selling much stuff. And the only people that can fight war are governments. So therefore, the only customers of the military-industrial complex are the governments, and specifically the government of the United States of America.
So the it doesn't matter which of these reasons is more motivating to the government people than others. I don't know. We can speculate about that. Doesn't matter. What matters to me is that it's war, and I'm against it. 800-259-9231, and I don't want to pay for it. So we were talking about Air America going out of business. They've got an announcement up. The news hit the radio industry big this afternoon. They're going out of business. They've already been bankrupted once. Somebody came in at the last minute and rescued them with millions of dollars, and now they're bankrupt again. So they couldn't find anybody to rescue them a second time. And
what's the great quote?
Well, okay, I'm just recapping here for those who are just tuning in.
I was excited. I'm sorry.
Calm down. I know. You had too much caffeine today. So
it's nice to share my medical conditions with everybody. Why don't you?
So the story on their website bemoaning the radio industry and how the advertising revenue's down. But they're talking about how – now, I guess I'll share this part where they're bragging about what they accomplished. When Air America Radio launched in April of 2004 with already known personalities like Al Franken, who is no longer in radio, and then unknown future stars like Rachel Maddow, it was the only full-time progressive voice in the mainstream broadcast media world. At a critical time in our nation's history when dissent on issues such as the Iraq War were often denounced as un-American, Air America and its talented team helped millions of Americans remember the importance of compelling discussion about the most pivotal events and decisions of our generation.
The 24/7 content that they're talking about there was what killed Air America in the first place and the second place. If they would have put out some good shows and then just filled or whatever they did in the rest of their time, just provided some good shows.
I don't think they were 24/7.
It's close to that.
I mean, they were running 24/7, but they didn't have live programming 24/7.
Pretty close. They had they were putting live hosts on in the evening and things like that, and that's generally, you know.
Well, what killed Air America was bad business, just a bad way of running business.
That's the start.
Dale was pointing out the debt load that these companies have. I mean, they go significantly into debt, and you're talking about starting small, which you wouldn't have as much debt if you were going to get into debt. Free Talk Live doesn't have any debt. We're completely in the black. And we're profitable, so we don't have this risk of creditors trying to cash
in on
us.
You're keeping your overhead way down. I mean, compared to most of these places, and then built, you know, starting small and building up, and you've built up so much over the years that now you're in great shape.
So. Exactly. So we stand to benefit from the failure of Air America, as they point out here, through some 100 radio outlets nationwide. Air America helped build a new sense of purpose and determination among American progressives. With this revival, the progressive movement made major gains in the 2006 midterm elections, and more recently in the election of President Barack Obama and a strongly Democratic Congress. So they got 100 radio outlets, which means that there are 100 stations out there right now that are desperately searching for audio content to put on the air for Monday night. Now, that might be 100 over the 5 years they've been in existence. I don't know if it's 100 at this moment in time.
Right. This is one of the most evil tricks that is perpetrated by the talk radio industry, and it may be done other syndicated industries, it must be, right? Is every time they add a station, they'll add a station to their list. Every time they lose a station, they forget about taking it off.
Yeah.
And they choose not to take it off. So every station that's ever many of these lists will include every station that's ever carried the show. And it's lying to your listeners. It's lying to your advertisers. It's lying to everyone. And it's wrong.
So they say laws have changed for the better thanks to this revival. But all the same, our company cannot escape the laws of economics. And for me, that was the best line in the entire the entire article, because really it's kind of a microcosm of what's going to happen to the government, the federal government. Eventually, they're not going to be able to escape the laws of economics, and it's all the house of cards known as the federal government is going to come crashing down too.
It is going to come down, and whether or not something else just comes back up in its place, that's going to quickly become as bad or worse. Or whether or not
how would
something
they do
better
it?
Takes its place.
Think about that.
It would
though.
Be
I mean,
very
how
hard.
Think...
I think it's that's just it. I think that would be very short lived at best.
Look at
I
the
think
Soviet that, Union. I mean, there hasn't been anything that comes back that has come back in its place, right?
Well,
I mean,
right. Yeah.
Pretty much broken up. Russia's fairly influential, but they're still broken up. All those former Soviet states are on their own now, and they've been that way since 1989. I mean, if the federal government folds,
good point.
Who's going to step in take it over? How would they take it over? What would they?
I don't think anything will get taken over. I mean, I can see them trying to build a new structure again, but I think whether that like.
How many Americans are going to get another letter from?
I think people are ready to move on.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, if the federal government crashes and burns, and some other gang comes in there and somehow takes over the old office buildings and creates the new IRS and sends everybody out, income tax. I mean, Is that going to work? If it does, it's a real sad statement for the Americans. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there and enjoy hundreds of liberty-oriented, in many cases, comics. Some of them not so much, but it's all very entertaining at anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, there are editorials, some essays up there as well. And you can even buy Anarchy in Your Head character T-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff like that. AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Learn about the public policy. Learn about public policy by interning at state or federal public policy organizations. The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening week-long policy seminar, an 8-week paid summer internship, and a closing seminar and weekly policy lectures. You can choose from 70 different organizations in Washington, D.C., and state policy networks around the country, and think tanks. Be part of a fellowship of motivated, talented individuals seeking to advance liberty, and program includes a stipend and housing allowance. Apply by January the 31st. Don't screw around. You got to go to libertarianinternships.com. Sign up for an account there, libertarianinternships.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Bile is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hey, Bile.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've got an update about my arrest from back in November.
You were arrested outside of a federal courthouse, as I recall, in New York City, as you were there to observe a man who was planning on getting arrested that day for doing fully informed jury association outreach, attempting to reach out to jurors and let them know they have the right to vote not guilty in a trial because of their feelings about the law, not just based on whether or not the law was broken. Of course, people can learn more about that at FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. It's a great organization doing really great work. But you were there just as to be the media and to observe as this man went out and did his act of what is essentially civil disobedience. And they decided to arrest you.
Right. They arrested me on grounds that I was press and should have known better, that it was against the rules to film on federal property.
Right, because everybody knows what all the rules are. Even the members of the media have spent all the hours necessary to pore over the tomes and tomes of government laws. Of course, it's absurd what they're suggesting, but nonetheless, it didn't stop them from arresting you and pressing some sort of charge. What was the charge they arrested you on?
For filming on federal property.
That's what it's called. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You're not allowed to film on under these particular regulations. You're not allowed to film for any reason whatsoever without permission. And if you're doing it commercially, you have to have extra permission. The only way you can film anything without any sort of permission is like the entranceway of the building for news purposes only.
Right. So so the Bill of Rights, Amendment Number 1, freedom of the press, that's not permission in their mind.
Right.
So what happened with your trial?
So last time I called back in November after I was arrested, I said that I'm pretty sure I brought up that I'd called the or contacted the NYCLU, and they had pretty much told me that since it was a regulation, there was nothing they weren't interested in doing anything about it. It didn't seem to them something worth going after. But a couple weeks later, I got a call randomly from another department in the NYCLU saying, oh, they shouldn't have responded. We should have responded. We do photo, like photographer rights, and we might be interested in taking up the case. So after talking with them a bit, they ended up agreeing to represent me. And my court date was this past Tuesday. And we get there around 9:40, spend a couple minutes talking, get in the building around 10, spend over 20 minutes just getting through security. It's like the TSA. And then we go up to the counter upstairs where you have to check in. Because what you end up doing is talking with a magistrate or the assistant U.S. attorney, and you sort of bargain. And then if you don't come to an agreement, you know, don't pay the fine or whatever, then you go, you'll have a court date scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I get there and the cop doesn't show up. And it wasn't like I'm not going to go further with this so you could drop it type of showing up. It's, he just out of the blue didn't show up. So about six people who had shown up, including myself, they rescheduled our court dates to the next month. And
I'm sure they compensated you for your time, the trouble.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Well, the other people were fuming. They were quite pissed off. I'm pretty flexible in my schedule, so the only thing that I lost was my time. But they obviously had taken off work or whatnot. And one of the gentlemen there, who I don't think was directly affected by this, but overheard the one of the officers telling the women that, you know, they were rescheduled. He's like, you know, they should put out a warrant for this cop. You know, if you didn't show up and didn't give them any notice, then there'd be a bench warrant out for you. He's
That's
like,
right.
This is your government. You know, they at least could be courteous and have called you. And he was like fuming, just going off the handle. But the cop that was that made me feel good. But the cop who was going around telling people that the other cop wasn't there and it would have to be rescheduled, at one point he said jokingly to the other officer that they should just sort of reschedule everything because they didn't feel like being there, just, you know, screwing over everyone who was going to have shown up that day.
Yeah.
And then he says that they should issue an arrest for or issue a warrant for Julian Hecklin, who was the person that I observed being arrested that day in November.
Mm-hmm.
And he had five tickets. And rather than, the way he was speaking, he's like, well, this guy's got five tickets. Why should we even deal with them five individually? He's like, they should just issue a warrant and arrest them.
Yeah, well, that's how it is. They, the different standards, right? The government people are good, and people that aren't in the government are bad, and that's how it works.
So when has it been rescheduled for?
So what ended up happening is we actually did speak with the attorney, the U.S. attorney, and he had said that under what he had understood was that I was warned. So the statute says that you have to be warned somehow, either visually, a sign or something, or you're supposed to be told. And since the arresting officer even said that he hadn't warned me, that we should just get this whole thing dismissed because they want to do like a deferred judgment and make it to like 60 days. If I get caught recording on property again, they'll prosecute me or something.
Right.
And I'm not interested in that. So he's like, well, I thought the officer said that you were warned, and I have this on videotape because I had a spy cam on me.
Excellent.
That obviously he didn't tell me. But the problem is if our argument is that we can't be prosecuted or we can't be found guilty because we had to be warned, then when I got arrested, that in effect was a warning. So I don't know what my spy cam video is, whether or not that's useful.
So it's still on then for the next trial date.
Yep, and the NYCLU is still backing me up.
Oh, good to know, Bile. Good luck. Keep us in the loop, will ya? Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call tonight. Blogofbile.com, his website, if you want to keep up to date with him directly. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls we go. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Frank?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the discussion concerning Afghanistan, why we're there, and how Obama has promised that he must win this. Knowing that and hearing those words from Obama, I think the Afghan people can be very confident. Everything Obama says he will do, he does the opposite. So when he says he must win Afghanistan, that really means that the United States will lose Afghanistan. And if you look at the history of the country, going back to Philip of Macedonia, the father of Alexander the Great, no one has been able to conquer the Afghan people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
the
not
Romans,
easy to...
the Greeks, the British in the 19th century, the British in the early 20th century, the Soviet Union in the late 70s through the 1980s.
Yeah, it's an easy
and now
task,
it will
Frank.
Be the United States. And the reason why we're over there is very simple. What the Taliban did in 2000 was to reduce 95% of the opium production. And the United States and the United Kingdom didn't want that to happen because so much of our covert operations are funded by the drug trade, and we know that. That's been the hallmark of the CIA since 1949. And what's very interesting, it's the pattern that repeated in the Golden Triangle during the Vietnam War, when the U.S. military was sending the drugs out of the country under the direction of the CIA in body bags with dead soldiers. That's an empirical fact. That's part of history. So the point is, that's one reason why we're over there. And the second was to allow the Unocal pipeline to go through for Western oil companies. And that sort of failed in a way. So in a sense, what the United States is doing to Afghanistan is planning to remain over there for 60 years or more, as Hillary Clinton indicated, our current Secretary of State. And I think we have to realize, too, that the that there are only 25, according to the CIA, al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So we have to send another 40,000 troops over for that. How interesting. I mean, Afghanistan is here to bankrupt the United States and to enrich the corporations such as Halliburton, Bechtel, General Dynamics, the defense contractors.
Yep.
And it's also to inflict tremendous casualties on the Afghan people in the region with the depleted uranium. And, you know, this is our failed policy. This is what Obama promised that he would avert when he was running as a candidate. He would bring troops back from Afghanistan and Iraq within 6 months of his inauguration.
Isn't it amazing, Frank, that every election cycle – it's the same old promises from essentially the same candidates. They just – the faces change.
Oh, absolutely.
And the American people just get suckered in. Well, I guess not all of them, because most of them actually don't vote. But the American people that do vote just keep getting suckered in by the same old promises. I mean, Woodrow Wilson promised to keep America out of war.
Vote against their own self-interest by electing these people? That you know, it reminds me of sort of the Lucy and Charlie Brown syndrome with the football. Every time Lucy, oh, Charlie Brown, I'll hold the ball, and then as he's ready to kick, she pulls it away and he flips. It's the American, it's really what America's about. And, you know, my friends in the Illuminati laugh at this. They just laugh hysterically at this. And, you know, hearing, you know, Barack Obama state that he's going to win Afghanistan, an impossibility. Everyone is just laughing and doubling their bets and putting more money into Halliburton and the defense contractors and just laughing hysterically as the American empire collapses. But what this policy will do, it will hasten the demise of the American empire. And maybe it's time.
Hallelujah.
You know, all empires fail in time.
You're damn right it's time, and I think you're absolutely right. Hopefully we'll be able to get out before the crash.
There's going to be a big party in Keene, let me tell you.
Well, what I'd rather see is for the American people to realize that fighting wars all over the world and occupying foreign countries is not only immoral but extraordinarily expensive, and that they would pull them out.
It's only expensive for the people paying the bill, the people on the receiving end of it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
While it lasts, while the gravy train lasts, until there's a big collapse.
Well, I may see you all at the FEMA camp. We all may be interned together. We may become very good, what do we call it, doormates.
Wait a minute. You've got a pass
roommates.
With the Illuminati. How's that going to get? You've got the Illuminati connection. How are you going to get into a FEMA camp if you've got the Illuminati behind?
Well, I have a feeling that, you know, the American electorate is so woken up now that they've lost their jobs and their retirement savings that they're starting to look at the history. And for the first time in three generations, people are becoming very mad and angry. I have a feeling that many of those Illuminati brothers and sisters are going to be in those FEMA camps as well. I mean, I think even Papa David Rockefeller may have the embedded chip, and he may not be able to collect all his tax-free dividends from his secure family trusts. I mean, you know, he may be deemed a useless eater. And goodness, wouldn't that be surprising and funny?
Frank, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The Illuminati told me that I wouldn't have to go to the camp. If I just got on here and I told the and I followed the talking points that they were talking about, I wouldn't have to go to the camp. What's Frank talking about?
You know, it's interesting what Frank pointed out about how Obama said one thing and did another, and he thinks that hopefully that the American people are waking up to it. I wish I could be that optimistic. You know, maybe I'm just not
starting. Well, you have to keep in mind too. No, I'm incredibly optimistic, to be honest with you, and I think part of that is because it's so hard for them to restrict the information flow now.
That's true.
It is nigh impossible. They'll still try, but it's going to be hard to do, especially without being overt about it. It's going to be hard to do. And I think that it's just that, you know, that with the internet where it is now, I think the ideas are flowing better than ever before, and the evolution of ideas is happening at a faster rate than ever before.
I think you're right about all that, but does all of that negate the bloodlust and the lust for violence that so many Americans have? I mean, the violent culture that we have, you know, it's real cool. War is cool as long as you're not overfighting in it, right? Yeah. We got all those cool war movies that glamorize it. I mean, I know what it was like when I was growing up. I guess if I can change, anybody can change, right? Because I grew up thinking that being in the military would be cool and that, you know, playing army dudes with my friends. And I even considered joining the military when I was in high school. And now here I am. I'm a peacenik, for lack of a better term.
We got to build up, you know. What so many activists are is anti the bad stuff, and that's good, but you should be anti the bad stuff, but you have to offer people something that's good and makes them feel good. And I think that that's tricky. It's always more difficult to create than it is to destroy.
That's true.
You know, or to promote something and to be positive than it is to just be negative and anti something. And so
absolutely,
it is harder, but the potential for gain is also huge. You know, and I think as we start to learn to do that and actually be positive and offer people peaceful alternatives to all the violent things, that's what you hear all the time. It's the thing I get constantly when people hear, you know, I use the wordy dirt anarchist, you know, people are like, how are people going to deal with crime, and what about overseas threats and da 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 da? What's going to happen if government's not doing it? So, you know, we do have to people have to witness the good things, the nonviolent alternatives to a lot of these things, or at least non-aggressive alternatives to these things. I actually think there are really good nonviolent.
And they really have to hear a message of peace, too, which they aren't getting from the establishment.
And we got to do it. Like, not just talk about it, not just talk about the things that we can do, but start doing it now, not wait for the government to have that horrible collapse. We need to start filling in the things that are going to take its place as it's going out. So
good point. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything the remaining moments of the show approach. Still time for your call. Make it now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Ephraim Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machine, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Ephraim Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the total purchase. So it's the same great Amazon, same great prices, free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole bunch of their brand new items. You can even buy used in dozens of categories. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at great prices, and Free Talk Live is getting a cut.
And if you're looking for an opportunity to be able to donate for the people in Haiti that had the disaster and how you can help with them, I recommend the American Friends Service Committee. They're seeking financial contributions to aid Haiti's earthquake survivors and help them recover and rebuild. You can donate at afcs.org/Haiti. That's afcs.org/Haiti.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want, going to the amp line, and Ted calling from the woods. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Ian, Dale, Mark, how's it going, fam?
Ted, what's happening?
Hey, you know that story you told yesterday about the bull?
The bull yesterday? Boy, what the hell did we talk about the bull, Mark? Refresh my memory.
The bull,
what?
The bull chased the Fed off the...
The joke that we started the show.
I love that joke.
The joke, okay, well, now it's not fair to anybody that wasn't listening at that time. Can we recap this joke?
I'll do it very quickly. A DEA agent comes to a rancher. Rancher says, don't go in the back, I need to search your property. The rancher says, don't go in that back property.
I'll go wherever I want.
Right, the DEA's...
I've got a badge.
Very excited about his badge and stuff. He goes to the back pasture, finds the big bull. The bull chases him all around, and the rancher comes up and yells, your badge! Show him your badge!
That's great. Yeah, no, normally we don't tell jokes on the air, but that one I thought was just super. Anyway, go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard that same story from my great-grandpappy. And he said it was a FBI agent trying to bust his still.
There you go. Whatever it takes.
I love that it you know, it can adjust for the times.
For whatever bureaucrat you want to adjust it to, yeah. It's cool. Is that all, Ted? You got
now,
more?
One thing. I was wanting to know, since you and Mark were kind of arguing back and forth, and I love it when you guys fight. That's why I watch the show. I love that.
That's why you watch the show. Is it more... It's more entertaining to actually watch Mark get upset on the cam, because really, when you're watching on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you really have a better view of Mark than me, because my head is usually turned away from the camera during show segments. You can see Mark and Dale fairly well. I mean, actually, we've got our other light off tonight, so it's a little darker than it normally is.
I heard someone say that you should auction off as the back of your neck as ad space.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So is that what you're saying, Ted? That
I actually think you need a toy train that goes around the room and has a camera mounted on it, so we get 100, 360 degrees of a circle of the.
Well, maybe when the amp dollars hit like a certain number, you can promise to implement that.
That's
Ian.
Pretty elaborate. But what you're saying you like it when Mark gets upset.
I like it when both of y'all get upset. I think it's good times.
So what you're saying is Mark should drink more caffeine.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I
Mark's going to quit. You're talking about, you were talking during a break, Mark, about quitting caffeine.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So does that mean you're going to stop amping, Ted, if Mark quits caffeine?
No, I'll still give you guys some money. But
okay.
Hey, one thing, if you guys, you need to actually, I like to fantasize about you guys fighting, and I just try to think up the finishing moves that y'all all have. If you were to actually fight,
uh-huh.
And I was thinking Mark should call his custom move the cutting edge.
Wait a minute. Haven't we heard joke earlier tonight?
You can find out who Ted is by going back into the chat in the at chat.freetalklive.com, and you can finally find out who Ted is.
I think
I'm not kidding you.
Isn't his name Ted in the chat?
Maybe.
Ted, are you in our chat room?
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I'm in the chat room.
Okay. What do you call in there, Ted? Because I saw somebody named Ted in there the other night. I figured it was you.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the chat room every once in a while.
All right, good deal, Ted.
I'm known as Ted.
Anything else on your mind? Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, man, that's it.
Before you go, where do I call my move? I just don't have a name that lends... I just don't have a name that lends itself to a cool move name, huh?
No, but I've seen your comic, and I decided to call it the Tapeworm Takedown.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ted. 800-259.
Not as sexy as Mark's, the cutting edge.
92.
The Tapeworm 31. Takedown is just not sexy.
All right. So let's see here. Even in these remaining moments, there's something that we wanted to get to tonight, and maybe, I don't know, Dale, do you want to stick around for an extended show
Here tonight? I could do that if we want to.
All right. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll take Free Talk Live into overtime on the internet. We'll go internet only extended edition of the program, and we'll talk about Quaker stuff. Quakers. What are the Quakers?
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about this. I think that I got very excited about the Quakers earlier this I guess it was last year. And, you know, I went and I've been going to meeting, and I think at some point I'm going to join the Quaker meeting. And
you haven't joined the Quaker meeting?
No, they want you to go for a while to make sure that you're real serious about being a Quaker.
What does it mean to join the Quaker meeting?
You write a letter and say, I want to join.
Oh,
I am now a friend.
Ah.
You know, I guess I'm just acquaintance at this point.
Gotcha. I've been to it a few times. I'm overdue, I think, to go back to one of them. But let's change gears for a moment here. We'll get to the Quaker stuff in the after show, internet only. You can listen at listen.freetalklive.com after our radio show is over here in a few minutes. But in the meantime, according to World News with Diane Sawyer at ABC.com, Barack Obama said today that he believes he lost a direct connection to the American people his first year in office because he focused too heavily on policymaking, saying, quote, "If there's one thing that I regret this year, it's that we were so busy just getting stuff done and dealing with the immediate crises that were in front of us, that I think that we lost some of that sense of speaking directly to the American people about what their core values are and why we have to make sure those institutions are matching up with those values.
You know, I believe this entirely, and I'm amazed that he would even say something like this, but the Democrats had an opportunity. What Barack Obama believed what his mandate was to institute during the largest financial disaster of anyone's lifetime that's alive, was to institute two tremendously expensive socialist programs called cap and trade and what they're calling health care reform, as though socialized health it would certainly be reforming it, but as though it's the only kind of reform there could be would be socialism. And
so the cap and trade thing went through.
It sort of went through, but it didn't go all the way. No, it hasn't.
Okay.
Both of them have been stopped at this point.
That's why I think it's funny, the quote. He says, we've been so busy getting stuff done here in Washington.
They've been getting things done, but they didn't actually get it complete. But, if the Democrats would have done something a la Bill Clinton and decided, well, let's try to balance the budget, and there's actually a budget surplus. They'll never pay off the debt because it's impossible, but at least there was a budget surplus. People liked that. If the Democrats would have focused on, hey, getting the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and out of all, the military is half of the discretionary budget. They could have cut a lot there, but they don't want to do it. So if they would have focused on things that they would have that they could have excelled at, they would have won, and there would have been Democrats getting elected in 2010. But now they might as well be packing their bags because it's time to go.
Let's go quickly to Chris in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Mark, how you doing, guys?
Howdy. Super. What's up?
I've been on your show about a year ago when I was a newbie at all this. I'm getting pretty good. Thanks, Ian. You responded to an email I sent. Yeah, I appreciate that. Hopefully Mark gets a hold of me. I do have a concern, though, regarding this DEA agent.
Yes.
Did he show his badge?
To the bull?
You're talking about the joke?
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether the bull recognized it or not.
No, that's the end of the joke, is he's being chased by the bull, and then...
The problem is the bull's an anarchist.
And then
Well, that is I'm just concerned for his safety, eh?
The DEA agent.
Yeah, just
yeah. That was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said whether he showed his badge or not.
Yeah, it never gets that far. Yeah. The end of the joke is where the rancher screams out, "Show him your badge! Your badge!"
And I know that was great. I just hope I hope the poor guy's okay.
No, I don't really care.
No, neither do I.
Ian,
neither
that's
do
not
I.
Very Quakery of you.
Listen, you know
does being a Quaker mean I have to care about an aggressor?
You don't have to do anything as a Quaker.
Yeah,
it's just meant to encourage.
Yep.
Gotta show love to everyone. Positive things.
Well, wait. Thank you, by the way, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. You gotta show love to everybody. I'm all in favor of that. I'm a member.
Do
of the,
anything.
I haven't seen you hug any police recently. Actually, I'm a member of the police, Keene Police Hugging Squad.
I'm showing my love to the police,
but
by not hugging them.
But if a DEA agent gets gored by a bull as he's attempting to aggress against somebody, am I supposed to shed a tear over that?
I think that you shouldn't jump up and down and go, hooray.
No, that's not what I'm saying I would do, but I'm not going to necessarily be all boo-hoo over it either. Anyway,
it's a joke, though.
The extended edition is coming up online only at listen.freetalklive.com. If you're there, stay tuned. There's more coming up. And if you're on the radio, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place. And, of course, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.